Yeah, this is the K news, I guess. Now, K. This is the K news according to me. Oh, I need to settle down. Yeah, I didn't have a chance to do a show yesterday. And apologize for that. I had kind of a busy day. Started at 6 a.m. and got done about midnight. 11:30, something like that. I'm in Dayton, Ohio again. I'm listening to the news, and I'm just getting more ticked off, I guess. Call it that. Just getting more upset. Kevin's getting upset. Well, yesterday, I heard in the news about this with a drone strike. For. What is it called now? ISIS-K? It's ISIS-K now. What is this about? Is this like Latin X? Is this a politically correct thing? I don't even know what it's about. It's apparently they designate certain ISIS groups. So is ISIS A and B? Is this like Delta? Is this a variant? ISIS-K is a variant. It's a K variant. We could use a better letter. K is, you know, my first name. It's the initial of my first name. I don't like them using that. They didn't give them permission to use that. I'm offended. Sue somebody. So supposedly now, all of a sudden, we have the ability to shoot an ISIS-K planner in a truck with a drone. Where was this drone 2 weeks ago? Or a week ago? Because there was an ISIS-K planner doing that. Does it take an ISIS-K planner? So they kill the planner and the plan doesn't keep going? Is the news media that stupid? They're going to listen to the State Department and think, oh, we shot a truck, had an ISIS-K planner in it. Oh yeah, we're on top of this. Yeah, they're on top of this. This administration is so inept and incompetent. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's beyond impeachment. Oh, but you know, Trump makes a phone call. And we can weasel something out of that to get an impeachment. Of course, now the Republicans are all stepping forward. Oh, we're gonna impeach Blinken. We're gonna impeach Biden and Harris. Everybody, we're just gonna impeach the whole administration. They're stepping up really tough, acting really tough, because they know nothing's gonna happen. Now, here's the interesting thing. I'll guarantee you, this is what's gonna happen in 2022 if they take over the House and the Senate. This is what they will do. You can almost bet your bottom dollar on this. They will not impeach. It will be Kamala Harris at that time. They will not impeach the president. Here's why. We fear retribution in 2024. There will be backlash in 2024 if we try to impeach, because when we tried to impeach Bill Clinton, there was backlash. And when the Democrats tried to impeach Trump, there was backlash. Yeah, there was a lot of backlash last year, wasn't there? In 2020. They won. If you want to call it that, I beg to differ. But they're occupying the White House right now. And I know that all of you out there are more concerned about what's in my cup than the message I'm talking about. So I'll get that out of the way, because I know some of you are just hanging on the edge of your seats here. I've got sheets, or possibly sheets. It's Saturday morning. You might still be in bed. I've got black tea with lots of sugar in it. No honey, because there's no honey at this hotel, apparently. They've never heard of honey here in Dayton, Ohio. I'm not going to say what hotel I'm in, but let's just say they're falling behind here a little bit in the quality. Not exactly what I've expected. However, the last couple times I've been at this hotel, it's been a little subpar. In fact, I got in here in my trash container. Not the one in the bathroom, but the one in the living area, if you want to call it that. Had someone else's trash in it. Still, hadn't been cleaned. That's pretty basic stuff. You know, sweep the floor, empty the trash. Clean the bathroom. Change the sheets. Pretty basic. That's up there in the basic stuff. You know, the dusting, all that kind of stuff. Dusting, scrubbing things down, whatever, washing the walls. I don't know, what else is there? Yeah. Trash is kind of that's a pretty basic thing. Trash bags. If there's even bags in there, they could have just picked up a bag and taken it out. You know, that didn't happen, apparently. When I looked in there and saw trash in there, I was like, maybe somebody's still in the room. Because that has happened as well. Open the door and, oops, someone's in this room. They gave me a key to somebody else's room. Hasn't happened at this hotel, I don't think. But it has happened at most hotels. I stay in a lot of hotels. At some point, it will happen to you if you travel enough. So, this is the second time in a row now that the milk in the refrigerator and the free breakfast. I'm complaining about the free breakfast, which isn't really free. I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but when you pay for a hotel and they offer you a free breakfast, the breakfast is included in the price of the hotel. Is what they're trying to tell you. Yeah, they don't spend all their money and then they go out of their own pocket. They go out and buy you breakfast. That's part of the deal. Even if you get up too early to get the breakfast because it starts at, maybe you leave before the breakfast starts, so you lose out on that deal for those of you who get up too early. So, having said all that, the milk in little cartons, little individual cartons. Last time I was here, it was the expiration date was like a day away. I was here on the 10th or something, and the expiration was the 11th, whatever it was. Well, today's the 28th. Guess when the expiration date on the milk is? 29th. Usually, milk is good for about 10 days, I think. So I'm not sure exactly if they're buying old milk because it's cheaper, or it's near the expiration date, or they're picking it up somewhere else and bringing it in. I don't know. Last time it was about curdled. This time it was really on the edge. But, of course I drank it because I had to have something to wash my cinnamon roll down with. And they have those fake little eggs that, egg omelets or whatever with some kind of runny cheese in it. So I ate two of those. And that phony sausage meat, mystery meat, I had one of those. Yeah, it was good. I ate it. I was hungry. It was good because I was hungry. Now, if I'd have gone to Cracker Barrel and had food like that, I would have complained. At least the tea's good. It's hard to mess up tea, especially when I make it myself. So, what is it with the ISIS K thing? Now they have to say, you can't just say ISIS. It's ISIS K. This kind of thing just drives me nuts. And of course, the administration is all over. They're all about this. Well, we've killed the ISIS-K planner that was planning a secondary attack. We got intel that there was a secondary attack. And we went out and got him. We got the planner. This sounds like something out of a comic book. And again, I, I, I ask the question, where was all your intel before the last bombing? Where was all your intel and your drones and your ISIS-K planners? And this statement that I haven't really said anything about. I haven't had a show since Joe Biden put out his little speech. Or at least since I heard the speech. Oh, we will not forgive. We will not forget. And he's like trying to read the lines. I think he was just supposed to say, we will not forget. And he's read it as forgive. And I think he messed it up. I don't know. He didn't look very confident in what he was saying. We will hunt you down. Okay. First of all, the people who did this are dead. So you can go ahead and hunt them down. They're probably, you're going to need a microscope, magnifying glass or something to pick up all their pieces to hunt them down. I guess maybe that's what he was talking about. Because, the people who actually committed this atrocious act of insanity, evil, they're gone. Okay, they blew up, Joe. They're in little bits and pieces. Now the planners, the ISIS-K planner, if you don't think there's somebody else out there able to plan a suicide bombing, how much planning does that take? We got him. We got the guy who was planning the next attack. Oh, well, maybe there was a guy planning the third attack. Where's that guy at? Because I'm sure the secondary planner probably... See, this is where Western culture, we don't get it. We don't understand in our way of life over here. We think ISIS and the Taliban all wear separate uniforms. And they're all highly organized, and they're an army of... We're talking about bands of people who have an ideology. This isn't a... I'm hearing reporters talking today. Does the Taliban get along with ISIS-K, or does the ISIS-K get along with ISIS-B, or does ISIS-Zulu have a? And there's Al Qaeda on top of all this. Now you have to keep in mind that the Taliban, because we trust them, right?
Oh yes, they can be trusted. Oh, we got an agreement with them. We have to get out because we have an agreement with them, because I'm sure if they had an agreement with us, they would keep it perfectly. Yes, I'm sure.
Because they can be trusted. They're the ones who let out over 1,000 criminals who were ISIS and Al-Qaeda related. Now, the question comes up, does ISIS and Al-Qaeda get along? Do they work together? Who cares? They both have the same end in mind. And the whole thing of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. One is just more radical than the next. It's you see, one is more fundamental. They think they're more on the right side. It's a race to the radical. One thinks they're more correct than the other. The Taliban, we seem to think that, if you're in the Taliban, you're just in the Taliban. I have to tell you this, but our armed forces are infiltrated with spies from other countries. You don't think the Taliban is infiltrated with Al-Qaeda members? You can't just draw a simple line. Oh, we found an identification card on him. Says he's an ISIS-K member. They don't carry cards. They carry an ideology in their head, in their heart. And in fact, many Taliban converted to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And vice versa. They will change organizations as necessary. You get recruited by, and this isn't like a recruit. They don't have an office downtown where the, you know, the ISIS-K recruiting station. This is very organic. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Is this is not an institution as we think of in the Western world. And this is where pundits and politicians seem to use that kind of mentality when they're trying to communicate what's going on over there. And that's not at all what's happening there. You have to understand the nature of people and tribes and those kinds of that kind of lifestyle over there. Very different than our Western culture. So you have to put yourself in that mindset to understand what's going on over there. It's chaos. And it's only organized by the ideologies and the ideological leaders who have power through fear. And that's what it is exactly. It's power through fear. We can see that in some respects in the Western culture. There are some religious leaders who lead by fear. If you're not a part of this group, you're not saved. Well, if you know God is moving on, and if you don't come with us, you know, he's going to leave you behind. You're not moving on with God here. That happens, folks. There's prophetic individuals who manipulate people with that kind of mentality. They're called false prophets, but they're still called they're prophets. They're false prophets. That is not the heart of God. I guarantee you. So we have this issue with an incompetent leader who continues to be in the position of a leader. With Republicans now who are, they're toughening up. They want to impeach him. Now, good for them. I'm glad that someone's stepping up and wanting to impeach Biden. If this would be the other way around and Trump would have been in office and this would have happened, there would have been a hailstorm from legacy media all the way through Congress, and they'd be impeaching him left and right. And I guarantee you there'd be some Republican senators that would go along with it, Romney. What's her name? I can't even think of her name. Cheney. Some of those others. They'd go along with that in a heartbeat. The true telling of this will be when and if the Republicans take over the House and the Senate in 2022. Because you know they can't accomplish an impeachment now. I don't think that there's any Democrats who will do it. Now, here's the issue that we have before us. This is a chess move, and the Democrats may be wanting this to happen. They would like to see the Republicans impeach Biden, takes it out of their hands. Oh, those mean Republicans, they impeached this poor old man. Giving them, again, the upper hand because they can play on the sympathies of people. And at the same time, the Republicans would then be responsible for ushering in Kamala Harris. And then everything can be blamed again on the Republicans. I'm telling you, that's what they will do. I'm not saying that's just or fair. I'm just saying that's what they will do. Well, you guys are the ones that impeached Biden, so now you've got Kamala. That was your choice. You see, and here's the other thing, too. And this kind of bothers me from the Republican side, from the right, from the side of the right. They're blaming Biden for the deaths of these Marines, of our servicemen and all these people. Biden didn't set off the bomb. He didn't make the bomb. He didn't set off the bomb. People who did this are responsible 100% for what happened there. For their action. They're 100% responsible for their actions. As far as we know. Now, I know that there's been some report that there is apparently, like, Al-Qaeda will kidnap someone or kidnap a family, and then they will threaten to kill and torture and rape their family if the father of the family or the head of the family or somebody in the family doesn't go off, doesn't wear this vest and go off into a crowd, where they then remotely detonate a bomb. I've heard that this is like that's part of their MO. And of course, if they don't do it, they'll, you know, of course now, once you're gone, I don't know who's going to be there to protect your family now. That's, of course, ISIS is going to take over, do that for you, I'm sure. I had this discussion with a friend of mine once. He had a family, pretty large family. Two or three boys, I think two girls. He had five or six kids, I don't know. He had a whole slew of kids. Too many. And they're all good kids. And he was having this discussion. We attended church together. And we were having this discussion about how if someone, you know, attacked him, he's ready to go, he's ready to die. So he wasn't concerned about that. Somebody breaks into his house, wants to kill him, he's ready to go. It's not going to bother him. So I mentioned that what's standing then between that intruder, once they kill you and you're off in heaven, what's standing between that intruder and the rest of your family, your daughters, your sons, your wife? You're okay with that then too? I mean, just because they're believers now, it's okay. They'll get over it. You see, I believe there's a certain amount of responsibility we have to at least try to stop and restrain evil. Someone breaks into my house, and I've heard of this happening before with people. Of course, now if they're holding a gun to your head, obviously that line's drawn. But I am not going to allow someone to restrain me and then go about pillaging my home, doing unspeakable things. That ain't going to happen. If you're going to try to restrain me, even at the point of a gun, well, we've just decided shots are going to be fired. That ain't going to happen. Because once I'm restrained, who says you're not going to kill me anyway? It's like some guy who's trying to load you in the back of his trunk. I used to teach self-defense classes. You're at a parking lot. Someone tries to accost you, get you into your car, have you drive or they're going to drive you. They're not taking you to the park. Well, they might be taking you to the park. Let's just say they're not taking you out to dinner. They're not taking you to a better place. They're taking you to a place where your screams can't be heard. Make your screams known now. This is the point where you draw the line. And it may be your last line. But the options and the alternatives are not in your favor. And you have to have that resolve before it happens. And not try to make that decision at the moment, because you'll make the wrong decision. Most likely. How did I get off on that discussion? Well, it's because it has to do with Afghanistan. The resolve that our leader has right now is to kowtow to the Taliban. Now, there's one angle on this whole thing that I hadn't even thought of until I heard a news report that mentioned something about Pakistan, and then all of a sudden, this whole thing started to make sense. And it's not in a good way. If Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban all start to coagulate in Afghanistan again, you have Pakistan right next door. Pakistan is not a nuclear power. India and Pakistan are, let's just say they're not getting along. They're enemies. There's an extreme rivalry there. Right now, things have cooled down, but they have had heated moments in the past. The potential now for having armed with about, what is it, 880, is it $8 billion, whatever, billions of dollars worth of military equipment now in the hands of nefarious individuals that can now, and not only that, but technology. The technology that was in some of this stuff is, of course, the Chinese are going to take over that and reverse engineer everything. Not that they don't already probably know what's going on over there. Now, see, the Chinese right now, the one thing that they don't have is experience in warfare. Not modern warfare, anyway. They know all about it. They've practiced a lot of things, but they really are very curious about actually being in a military conflict because they have not done it much. Their pilots, dogfighting, that kind of thing. It's not. They're not highly experienced. So. They are involved in what's going on over there, and they want the resources that Afghanistan has. They also, according to them, they're not pulling their embassy out. The issue here is Pakistan. And if Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and ISIS are able to infiltrate Pakistan, especially with all this new armament, then they become potentially get to the point where they are a nuclear power. And China may be able to make a deal with them on that. This could, the way this could all come together is then you have Pakistan as a nuclear power, or even Afghanistan with the ideology that they have. A nuclearized ideology of suicide bombing is very alarming. We have 4 days, basically three now, to get thousands of people and thousands of armed people out of Afghanistan. Recent story also, and I've seen the C-17s in Dulles that have come in. Apparently there are C-17s that are coming in from Afghanistan. And apparently, these people are not being vetted. They're just being let off the airplane. I don't know what's going on with them. They don't have to wear a mask on the plane like we do. When we're on an airplane, you better mask up or you'll be forbidden to ever fly again. These foreign nationals who have, they're not U.S. citizens. There was not one U.S. citizen on the one report that I heard. This one pilot said, we came in, they took us to a different place on the airport. Waited 6 hours before they let anybody off. They let them all off, and they just let them go. They literally just went out into the street from the airport. There was no vetting. There was nothing. What the heck is going on here? And this idea that they gave them a list of people. We gave them a list of people. Biden hem-hawed around about that. Pretty disgusting.
Well, there might have been a list of maybe 12 people. We gave them a list, or told them a bus is coming through. You got to let them through.
No, you don't do that. You bring a bus through and you have the Marines following. You have them marching, but, you know, and you say if anybody touches a hair on anybody's head here, they're all going to be dead. That's just, they don't understand anything but power there. That was one of the agreements that Trump also made that Biden refuses to talk about. Yeah, this was a deal that Trump had made. The deal also was that if in the process of moving out, you touch anybody gets hurt, the hammer falls. They understand that kind of language. They understand corporal punishment, spanking. That's not the position we're in right now. It'll be interesting. August 31st is coming up very soon. A couple more days. We're not going to be out of there, especially if we're still hunting you down. How are we going to keep Joe? Tell me this. You're going to hunt them down? How are you going to do that if you're out of the country? If you've removed everybody from the country, then how are you going to do that? Apparently, there's going to be still going to be somebody in the country, which means they're going to be mad and we're going to be a target. And you've already kowtowed to them once. They now know that you're a paper tiger. The level of incompetence is too mild of a word, in my opinion. Ineptitude? Probably. Better word, still not quite powerful enough. Insanity? That's there. Yeah, there's people even on the left now. Some of the media are even starting to turn on this whole situation. And my concern is that this situation is just covering up a whole lot of other things that are going on between the border, COVID, all kinds of other issues. Really need to be dealt with and reported on are not being reported on. Fox News 24/7 is Afghanistan because that's easy for them. So we'll see what happens here in the next little while with the news cycle when the next big thing happens. And I'm sure that will make this all go away. All of a sudden, we'll forget about that. So, with all of that, I want to say thank you for listening. And with this special Saturday edition of The News According to Me, make sure you like and subscribe and share this with all your friends. Always helps. God bless. Take care. Continue to pray for our nation and pray for each other. In the meantime, I will probably be back on here tomorrow. Maybe. We'll see. Have a great day.